Everybody, I'm Connor with Honor. Today's April 16th, 2024. This is going to be your Santa Clarita real estate update. I did scrub some of the information online looking for what's happening in the market. I did pull up what our current 24-hour activity is and then also the 7-day history. I'm going to give you the 7-day history now. Still very much in a seller's market. That means that people that are looking to sell their houses, condominiums, townhomes in all of Santa Clarita Valley cities are actually doing so pretty easily, but it's going to depend on that initial price point and how they evaluated their property prior to putting it on the market. The other thing that's super important for sellers, even now with the very low competition, is that curb appeal and depersonalization. A lot of sellers leave money on the table because they haven't correctly prepared their home for sale and they didn't do the things that they should have in order to get them top dollar, even in a seller's market. So the coming soon listings are 10. New listings that have entered the Santa Clarita market in the last 7 days are 86. 42 properties have had their prices changed. 14 properties have entered back on the market. This is something that does happen. Properties do not make it all the way to the closing table sometimes. Those numbers in Santa Clarita currently, as we're at the middle here of April, just passed, we are seeing that somewhere between the neighborhood of 30 and 35% of the real estate listings with these current numbers actually come back onto the market at some point during their escrow, having those escrows canceled. Most times that is not an indication of a seller issue. A lot of times, in fact, more than half has been my experience, it is something on the buyer end of it, something the buyer either discovered or had something happen to them, maybe some kind of unfortunate event that caused them not to want to proceed, or maybe even not to be able to proceed with the escrow. Those buyers that are in that circumstance a lot of times have a super high pain point because their deposit then becomes property of the seller if in fact they don't perform after they've removed all of their contingencies. It's going to depend within contract, and of course everything is subject to litigation. That's where we are currently with regard to real estate and that inventory. Has it changed? Not much. We're still about 350 active residences for sale in all of Santa Clarita Valley cities. Historically, that is incredibly low, but we have that in our faces because we have the interest rates being higher than they had been in the past. We have those people that are considering selling that aren't really doing it just because they're locked in at such a low interest rate. So that brings me to some news suggestions that we see online from some of the companies. And this is an excellent article that CBS News put out. They're talking about pulling money out before the April meeting of the Fed. If the Fed does meet and does determine to lower those bank rates, then we could see adjustments depending on those inflation numbers to the mortgage interest rates. But it would seem that most people are planning for a closer to the year-end reduction. Who knows why, but it is a politically active year because we have an election, and it seems like every time we get near an election cycle, things seem to be turning around for whomever. I'm Connor with Honor. That's your real estate update. Take with that what you will and let me know if I can help. I appreciate you watching. Be well, everybody, and I will talk to you soon. Some online resources, of course, Connor with Honor, and I did put this up. This is my system, my site, and I do post all of my articles here whenever I get finished. There's an informational video here for sellers and also buyers at ConnorWithHonor.com. And in addition to that, I did put up both my YouTube channels here. You got the actual Home Muscle at YouTube and then my Connor with Honor real estate page. But I do appreciate you watching. Please let me know if I can help you, and I will talk to you soon. I bid you good day. Connor with Honor, over and out.